Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah that you'll find almost halfway down the page, 19 lines from the top. Before we begin the actual text, we glance at the side in the margin where we have a no say, a topic heading, where we've written Biur Lishonis Shoget. We want an investigation, a clarification of different expressions regarding a divorce. Im yesh bohem mishum get la'achar misa. Do they present a problem of being a divorce after the husband's death? A dead man cannot divorce his wife. Depending on the expression he used, we'll be able to establish whether the giving of the get would be legitimate or not. The Mishnah. Ze gitech im mesi. Ze gitech mechoy li ze. Ze gitech liachar misa. Lo omar klum. These three expressions amount to nothing. In other words, he's saying, this is this shall be your get, im mesi, if I die. Which implies that when he dies, it would be a get. And that cannot be. So he's making a condition that is unacceptable. Likewise, if he says this is my get, this is your get, mecholi ze. Rashi says ze gitech mecholi ze, mashma mecholi ze vielich, from the ailment onwards. V'kivon shemeis mitoch acholi, since he dies from that particular ailment, nimso sheina get chal elo la'achar misa. The result will be that the get takes effect only upon his death, and that cannot be. And I think the most obvious expression is the third one, Zegi tech li'achar misa, this is your get, it shall be your get after I die. Obviously, that is, as the Mishnah says, lo omar klum. It's of no value. The get, therefore, is simply ineffective. We have another set of expressions, mehayom imesi, me'afshov imesi. Here he stipulates that the get shall take hold from today, then im mesi, if he dies, or me'afshov, from now, im mesi. The third group of expressions, he says, mehayom uliachar misa, from today and from after death, get v'eino get. It's yes a get, it's not a get. Rashi points out there is a doubt. Is this a condition? Is this a stipulation? Or does it represent a reversal whereby he really says, I want the get to be chal after misa. I want it to take hold after death, and therefore it's not a get. Let's look at Rashi together. Mehayom uliachar misa, get v'eino get. Misafkolon e tenohave, we're in doubt as to whether this is a condition. We have a bracketed section in the Rashi, skipping it for a moment. O chazora havi, or is it a reversal, a withdrawal? Shechozar bo mimai domar mehayom. He's backing out of what he said from today. Let's go over that, the bracketed section. We mentioned that the Mishnah tells us that an expression like this, hadim mehayom machar misa, creates a doubt. Is it a tana? Mehayom. Im omus, we're reading in the Rashi, in the bracketed section, and I want it to be a divorce from today, if I die. V'kevon shemeis, and once he dies, niskai matanai, that represents a fulfillment of the condition. V'im sashu get mishas nasiv also. And the result would be that it was a get from the point it was given to her. Oy chazora havi, or is his remark of ulachar misa a reversal? Shechozar bo mimai domar mehayom. Where he's reversing from that which he said from today. V'yomar, yachar misa yeheget. I want it to take effect after I die. V'eino klum, and that's worthless. The bishlamo gabi matono, it's understandable that with regard to a gift, iko lememar, there is room to say that where you have this expression of mehom lachar misa, you could explain it as follows. Gufo mehayom, the principle of the gift, the essential item, for example, a field that produces fruits. You could explain that the expression mehayom is, from today you receive the ground, upiro leachar misa, and the fruits after I die. Avol hochol lekol lememar hochi, but with regard to a divorce, you can't say that. And if it's to be understood as a condition, if it's a pure, straightforward condition, he would have said, this is your get from right now when I die. The Gemara will clarify what's the difference between this and the beginning of the Mishnah. Let us turn back to the Mishnah text, category 4. Zegitech mehayom. Man says, this is your get from today, if I die from this ailment. And he arose from his sick bed and walked outside. And then he took ill and died. So we evaluate. If the eventual death was a function of the first ailment, then it is a divorce. V'im lav. If his death was of the result of a new ailment, in other words, his arising in the middle represented recuperation from the first ailment, his eventual death was from a second ailment, then eino get, then she's not considered divorced. The condition had been that it would be a get if he dies from that first ailment, not some new ailment. And therefore, in this case, if it wasn't a death attributed to the first ailment, she would be a widow. In looking at the opening of the Mishnah, where it said Zegitech im Mesi, and the Mishnah ruling Lo Amar Klum Alma, we conclude im Mesi Kila Achar Misodomi. By saying im Mesi, and the Mishnah saying Lo Amar Klum, that's equal to saying this is your get after I die, which we pointed out already a few times is meaningless. The Hodar Toni, and then the Mishnah goes on to teach, Mehayom Imesi, Me'afshav Imesi. And the Mishnah ruled regarding those expressions as being a good divorce. Almo Imesi Lavklachar Misodomi. So here you see that Imesi doesn't mean after death. Otherwise, why would the Mishnah say it's a good get? Omar Abaye, Imesi Shtei L'Shoynus Mashma. The expression imesi has a dual explanation, a dual inference. Mashma kemeachshav u'mashma lachar misa. It implies from right now. It's a get, and also has a mashmois, an implication of being after death. Or malo mehayom. If he used the expression mehayom u'lacha imesi. Command Omar law me'achshav domi. It's as if he said it's a get from right now, which is a good get. Lo Omar law mehayom. If he did not say mehayom, he simply said zegitech imesi. Command Omar law liachar misodomi. That's as if he's saying I want this to be your get after I die. Zegitech imesi lo Omar klum. We're noting that this is from the Mishnah Roman numeral number 1, example Aleph. Structurally, we have a note on the side which features the nosei slash mivneh. Nosei, the topic heading, combined with a structural note. We feature a diamond. You can see with the shaded in tip. And in the Gemara, you'll see numbers 1 and then later 2. These are shnei lishonos b'Rav Huna. These are two versions of Rav Huna. Rav Huna mazvir. Rav Huna will explain, Shafapi Shaget Lo Kosher, even though the Mishnah ruled that the get is not effective, he choletzes velo misyabemes. If she finds herself a Yevoma, meaning husband died after giving the get under these circumstances, He died, we said, it's an ineffective get. She's a widow. However, if there's a yovam, a surviving brother, being that that her husband was left childless, she is not able to marry him. She doesn't do yibum. She does chalitza. Lefi lishna kama, according to the first version, Rav Huna Omar es Dvorov al, Roman numeral number 1, Aleph Mishnah, Zegi Techi Mesi. He said his point of vicholetzes, that she does the shoe removal ceremony, which enables her to marry and is no longer bound to the yavam, to the surviving brother. He, according to, as we said, the structure, Rav Huna made his comment in the case where the husband had said, Ze giteich im meisi. Ulelishna basra, according to the second version of Rav Huna, al Roman numeral number 1, gimel, the expression, Ze giteich liachar misa. Let's turn to the Gemara. And by the way, we should point out that version number 2 of Rav Huna is found on Omid Beis, about almost halfway down the page. So it always helps to scan ahead to get a bird's eye view of the Gemara structure before getting into the actual text. So you can see that we'll be preoccupied with the first version for quite a while. The Mishnah, once again, had said, Zeki Techimesi, Lomar Klum, Omar Rav Huna v'choiletzes. She cannot do yibum. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean she can't do yibum? Omar Klum Kotani. He said that the get was nothing, was a worthless get. Therefore, when he dies, she's a widow. Why can't she do yibum? Yibum is the procedure for a widow to marry the surviving brother, or her brother-in-law, being that her husband died without any children. So the Gemara says, Lo amar klum de asira le'alma, the divorce on the grounds, or using the term zegitechi mesi, is worthless. She's not a free woman. She's asira le'alma. She's not divorced. She's also to marry out. And liyavam nami asira. At the same time, she's also prohibited to the yavam, and that's why she needs chalitza. The Gemara asks, "V'hami de seifa chaletzes?" From the fact that the Mishnah featured chaletzes in Roman numeral number 3 of the Mishnah, where he said mehayom ulachar misa, there you saw chaletzes mechal dereisha. That leaves room to imply that the resha of the Mishnah, where it said, Lo amar klum, yivumi nami miyama, she is totally undivorced. She's a simple, straightforward widow, and she could even do yibum. The Gemara answers, Masnisen kerabonon. The Mishnah that indicated in the resha, Lo amar klum, that, and that she is a straightforward widow, which would imply that she could do yibum, that is true according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon that argue with Rabbi Yossi. This being a case of get liachar misa. That is how the Rabbanon would view the expression of zegitech imesi. For Rav Huna, that said, choletzes, in that case of zegitech imesi, kerabi yosi, he, Rav Huna, is saying what he says within the Tanaic opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The Omar zmanoi shel shtar mochiach olav. Rabbi Yosi says that the date, the time that's written in the document, shows us from when it was valid. Oh, and if that be the case, so then the get was a get mechayim, was a get when he was still alive and she would be considered divorced. Well, if she's considered divorced, then I Rabbi Yossi chalitza nami lo tibayi. there should be no chalitza requirement either. When a woman is divorced before her husband dies, she has no relationship anymore to the brother-in-law. It's a total divorce. At this point, we're starting a very long question. We're trying to understand Rav Huna's approach that said that if a woman received a get under the circumstances of Zegi Techi Mesi, that she cannot do Yibum. She's not a straightforward widow, if you will. And yet, Rav Huna says she needs Chalitza. Chalitza indicating that she has some type of Yibum status. The Gemara is now asking if our Mishnah is in accordance with if Rav Huna's din, which said v'choletzes, is in line with Rabbi Yossi, that said zman shel shtar mochiach alav, the zman in this get was while he was still alive, she was being divorced. So why is there any chalitza requirement? And now, as we said, the question goes to the bottom line. V'chi tema, and now we have a new marking. Trapezoid or volcano shape will appear in alternating directions. On the side of the Gemara, we indicate that this is a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of a give-and-take structure of Gemara. Hatzois, lahasbir, emdas, Rav Huna. The narrow part facing upwards, these are attempts to explain Rav Huna. And the inverted shape indicates dechios, rejections of whatever we're suggesting. So the Gemara goes on and says, "V'chitemo misafka leil Rav Huna, I hilchasa k'Rav Yosi, I ein halacha k'Rav Yosi." Maybe Rav Huna, who ruled chaletzes, it's a function of his being in doubt. Does the halacha follow Rav Yosi, which would indicate there's no need for chalitza whatsoever, because zman shel shtar mochiach halav, or the halacha is not like Rav Yosi and she'd be considered a widow. Well, Mima Safkale, is Rav Huna in doubt? The ha, Rabbah bar Avuna cholash. There was an incident where Rabbah bar Avuna took ill. Eil legabe Rav Huna of Rav Nachman. The two outstanding Amoroyim, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, went to visit him. Amale Rav Huna l'Rav Nachman. Rav Huna turns to Rav Nachman and says, "Listen, when we go in to visit him, boi mine me Rabbah bar Avuna bar Avuha, ask of him, halacha k'Rav Yosi o ein halacha? Does the halacha follow Rav Yosi?" Which says that you don't need to write in a document mehayom, because the date indicates the effectiveness of the document, or ein halacha. Do we follow Rav Yosi, who does not necessitate the mehayom expression in order for the document to be valid based on zmano yishol shtar mochiach alav? Or does the halacha not follow Rabbi Yossi? We should point out that there is a Rashi that we should look at before we go further in the Gemara. Rashi Kirabonon, the Pligi Ole de Rabbi Yossi, pointed out that our Mishnah according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that argued Rabbi Yossi B'yesh Neuchlin in the 8th parak of Bava Basra, the Kotani, where it says, HaKosev Kol Nechosev Livnoi Sorech Shichtev Mehayom Ulachar Misa. A man who is writing over, he's assigning his properties to his son, he has to use the expression Mehayom Ulachar Misa V'ilo Havei Le Maton Ulachar Misa. And if you don't write that, a father assigning his properties to a son, Mehayom Lachar Misa, then it would be tantamount to if a man writes, for example, "I'm giving you these properties Liachar Misa, after my death." That would be meaningless, because that'd be a gift after his death. A dead man doesn't give gifts. V'ochinami get Lachar Misa hu. So too, over here in our Mishnah, where a person said Zegitech Imesi without adding Mehayom, it's considered a get Liachar Misa. Rashi continues, Rav Huna k'Rav Yosi d'amar hasam. Rav Huna, who indicated the prohibition of doing Yibum, that she's not viewed as a straightforward widow, holds like Rav Yosi, that said over there, "Eino tzorech, you don't need mehayom." The Kosovar, He is of the opinion Zmanu Shoshtam Uchiyocholov De Mehayom Nosan Lo Es Gufa Karkav Aperos Yochal Hu Bechayov. The father is giving over the the land itself, the principal part of the land, to the son today, from now. The fruits the father will continue eating as long as he is alive. If nothing is given over to the son, why did he bother writing a time in the document? So now we turn back to the Gemara, where Rav Huna is sending Rav Nachman on a mission to ask the ailing Rabbo Bar Avua, does the halacha follow Rav Yossi, that you don't need to have the expression mehayom to indicate the current power of the document, or does the halacha not follow Rav Yossi in making mehayom an essential part of the document? Omar Le, Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, Taimo de Rav Yossi lo yodano. I don't even know the reason for Rav Yossi, who said that you don't need mehayom halachi. What am I supposed to ask? Do we follow him or not? How can I ask, do we follow him, when I don't even know his reasoning? Omar Le, Rav Huna says, At boy mine halacha, you go in and ask how we rule. The Taimo de Rav Yossi ano amin olach. As far as the Hesber, the explanation behind Rav Yossi, I'll tell you that. Bo'i mine. So Rav Nachman asked, Omar le Rabba bar Avua answered, Hochi Omar Rav, Halach Rav Yossi. We follow Rav Yossi that Mehayom is not essential in order to make the document a current document, i.e. not a gift, the Achar Misa. The Bosser de Nafak, after Rav Huna came out, Omar le Rav Huna explained, "Hainu time to Rav Yossi. This is the reason for Rav Yossi. Dikosavar zmanoi shel shtar mochiach halav. The time, the date written in the shtar, written in the document, proves from when it becomes a valid document." So you see, we've reached the end of our long question. You notice that Rav Huna was a featured participant in this discussion. Rav Huna doesn't seem to be in doubt as to whether we follow Rav Yossi. If that's the case, it's clear to Rav Huna that we follow Rav Yossi. That's Zmanu Shoshtar Mochiach Halav. Therefore, even though the get was given using the expression Zekitechi Mesi, but there's a date in the shtar, which is current, which is from now, while he's still alive. Why then does Rav Huna say Choletzes? Why is there any need for Chalitza? She's a divorced woman. So what's bothering Rav Huna? What's motivating Rav Huna to say Choletzes? Ella, Misafka Le, notice the volcano shape, the narrow part facing up again as an attempt to explain Rav Huna's position. Rav Huna there, the Gemara says, is in doubt. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. E Omar Rav Yossi Baal Peh Ilo Omar. Did Rav Yossi say his idea that you don't need mehayom even if things are done orally? Rashi on the top, Baal Peh Kegon Gabi Get. For example, in the case of a divorce, Shikosov Kilchosoi, get that's written in proper legal fashion, Ukshimosro law, and when the husband gave her the document, the get, Omer, he says, Zegitechi Mesi. And he uses that expression. Hilkach lo domi lishtar. It's not similar to the case of a standard document. Shekevon Shekosav Hatnai Eitzel Hazman Bashtar. Since he writes the condition next to the date, all in the deed, Yikolameimar Dizman Mochiach de Mehayom Komar. And there's grounds for saying that when he said, I'm giving you this gift in Mesi, really the time that's written next to that indicates that I'm giving it to you from today, from now. Avol al peh, where it's oral, dilma ki masrei nihalo, where you had a divorce document, a get, without the condition written in, just a straightforward get with a date in it, and then he gives it to her with this oral condition. it could be that when he's giving a turkey, Masyano Hodarbe Mizman Deshtara, he's actually backing out of the time written in the document, Umasri Nialo Amanas Liachar Misa, that he's giving it her with the provision that it should take hold after he dies. And that would be a meaningless divorce. Hayol Velo Omar Mehayom, because of the absence of Mehayom. So just to review, it's true that Rabbi Yossi does not necessitate Mehayom, but is that so even when the condition of Imesi is stated orally? So Rabbi Yossi has a doubt about that, and therefore that led him to say that she does Chalitza, but she cannot do Yibum. We can't view her as a straightforward widow, because maybe she is divorced. Maybe the date has an effect even when the statement of Imesi was not recorded in the documents, but rather stated orally. The Gemara, though, asks, Umima Safkalei, is Rav Huna really in doubt about this? V'atnan, Hareze Gitech, Imlo Bosi Mikan V'ad Yud Beis Chodesh. Man gives a woman, his wife, a divorce and says, if I don't come from today up till 12 months, this shall be your divorce. So if I don't show up within 12 months, this is your divorce. Umeis B'soch Yud Beis Chodesh, the husband died within 12 months, Eino Get. It's not a divorce. It wasn't supposed to be a divorce until 12 months. And he died within 12 months. So when the 12 months arrives, he's already dead. And we know, Ein Get Liachar Misa. The Tani Allah, and it was taught concerning this case, Rabboseinu Hitivuo Li Nase. The rabbis allow her to marry, to remarry with such under such circumstances. The Omri Inon, and we asked, Man Rabboseinu, who are these Rabboseinu just referred to? Omri Vidom Ashmuel, Beidino Deshoru Mishcha, Visavrilo Krabiosi. It's the Rabboseinu are the rabbis that ruled leniently regarding the laws concerning oil of idol worshippers. Oil, in contrast to wine, wine of idol worshippers is forbidden for Jews to consume. Oil, though, was ruled to be permitted. And we're not going to get into the background to that particular issue. That's discussed at length in Maseches Avodah Zarah. However, what's important for us is the Gemara's point, that these rabbis that were ruled leniently regarding Mishcha, the oil of Gentiles, they hold like Rabbi Yossi. Di Omar, Zmanoi Shel Shtar Mochiach Halav. The date in the document is the deciding factor. So what you see here is the date, even though you have an oral condition stated, as we saw in the case just a few lines up in the framed section, the rabbis, Rabbi Sinai Tiruli Nose, she can remarry even within the, according in the context of this Gemara, it would appear even within the 12 months, being that the get was good from the outset. The get was binding already from the outset. Why? Because the date in the document is the overriding consideration. And the document, the get, was written, obviously, when the husband was still alive. So, going back to Rav Huna's din of V'choletzis, we're still going to ask why. So what he said, Imesi, he had given her a divorce document with a date in it. And therefore it's a divorce mechaim while he's still alive. She should be a divorced woman. Why is there any need for chalitza? So what's behind Rav Huna? Elo mesafka lei I halacha krebiosi bal peh oi ein halacha. It's true that Rav Huna rules like Rabbi Yossi, but does he go so far as to rule like Rabbi Yossi even when the condition of Imesi was not written in the document together with the date that is there? Umima Safkalei, does Rav Huna really have a doubt about this? V'omar Ravah, Hareze Gitech, imesi vishani mes. Harezeket. If a husband gives a divorce to the woman, he says, this is your get imesi, or vishani mes, it's a good get. Kishamus la'achamisa. However, if he says, this is your get when I die, or this will be a get after I die, ein ze get. That's not a good document. Hechi dummy. What are the circumstances here with regard to Rava? He lema de amar lo mehayoim v'rabbanon. If it's where he says zegitech mehayom imesi, and Rava is telling us something in accordance with the rabbanon. Tzricha lo meimar. Do I need Rava to tell me that it's a good get? V'atnan mehayom imesi arei ze get. The Mishnah tells us already that if he says mehayom imesi, it is a good get. Rather, Rava's din is a husband gave a get to the wife, and he said, "Harezi gitech," without saying mehayom, just saying imesi. And Rava ruled it's a good get based on Rav Yossi. Here you have a regular divorce document with the date written in, and the oral condition of imesi, and Rava rules it's a good get. So shmami no aloch Rav Yossi. It's then clear that Rav Huna would accept this, that Rav Yossi is to be followed, even as we said before, even ba'al peh. So what is what's Rav Huna's doubt? Why does he say choyletzes v'lo misyabemes? The Gemara answers, L'Rava pshita lei. L'Rav Huna mesafka lei. Rava had clarity on this matter. It was clear to Rav Huna, to Rava. It was clear to Rava that a husband that says, Harezi gitechi mesi, shall be divorced because we follow Rav Yossi even Baal Peh. But Rav Huna had a doubt about that, and that's why Rav Huna ruled choletzes. Another approach is that Rava's ruling had nothing to do with Rav Yossi. The Rava's ruling was where the husband said, Harezi gitech mehayom imesi, in accordance with the Rabbanon. Rav Huna had said what he did in accordance with Rav Yossi. Vehani lishni itzdericho levi. The different expressions that Rava featured were necessary to be taught. But just to emphasize structurally, Rava doesn't shed any light on whether we rule like Rav Yossi or not, because Rava is a shita within the Rabbonon who disagree with Rav Yossi. As far as what do I need Rava for? We had said, is it not obvious that if you say Mayom Lachar Misa in accordance with the Rabbanon, even from the Mishnayos literature, we know that it's a good get. I don't need Rava to tell me that. Yet the Gemara says, I need Rava. Which expressions are necessary to be taught? She'ani Meis. That if you'll notice in Rava's list of expressions, we had expression base vishani mace. That's keim macy dummy. I need him to tell me that if he said hareze gitech vishani mace, that it's a good get. Just like if he said imacy, of course, with mehayom. Additionally, kishe omus, that expression. which was expression gimel above, kila achar misa dami, and just like lachar misa is meaningless, it's not a good get. So too when he says kishomus, harezi kitet kishomus is also not a valid get, because it's a husband saying that I want this get to be effective after I die. V'ikah demasni law. Asefa. There are those that teach Rav Huna's din with regard to what we're calling here the Seifa, which specifically is Roman numeral number 1, Gimel, in the Mishnah. Zegitech li'achar misa lo omar klum. That was the third example of something that's meaningless. Omar Rav Huna uledivrei Rav Yossi choleses. In accordance with Rav Yossi, there would be the need for chalitza. The Gemara says pshita. Is that not obvious? Midaseifa l'rabbonon choletzes, reisha nami l'Rav Yossi choletzes. From the fact that case number 3 of the Mishnah, where the husband had said mehayom ulachar misa, we explain that when we learned the Mishnah and learned the Rashi, that was an expression that created a sense of doubt in our minds. So according to the Rabbonon, chalitza would be necessary. Reisha nami l'Rav Yossi choletzes. The case where he says ze gitech li'achar misa, but being aware of Rav Yossi's halacha that zmanu shoshtar mochiach halav, you have, we'll say, two elements pulling in opposite directions, which would, according to Rav Yossi, create a doubt. Let's take a look at Rashi. Just a couple lines up from here. Midaseifa ki omar me'ayom lachar misa tonamas nisan choletzis l'rabbonon. If the man used that expression me'ayom ulachar misa, the Tana says, according to the Rabbonon, she needs chalitza. When the husband dies, chalitza will be necessary. Michlal, you can infer de la'achar misa l'Rav Yossi nami choletzis, that the expression that true according to the Rabbonin was meaningless, but according to Rav Yossi, it's not a clear case of a worthless get, because Rav Yossi had his sheet d'dal. The Rav Yossi, kimeyom lachar misa domi, according to Rav Yossi, someone saying harezi kitech lachar misa is like the Rabbonin saying meyom lachar misa. And we're explaining the reason for thinking like that is because according to Rav Yossi, zmanu shoshtar mochiach halav, the date shows us that it's as if it's from right now, from today. For Rav Yossi v'rabbanan lo iflug elo beha l'chuda. The argument between Rav Yossi and the Rabbanan is only with regard to one point. Til Rav Yossi b'lav mehayom. According to Rav Yossi, even without the expression of mehayom ki mehayom, it's as if it's mehayom, meaning current, from today. Why? Because of zmanu shoshtar mochiach, because the date in the document indicates from when it becomes valid. L'rabbonin yesh chiluk, according to Rabbonin, if mehayom is missing, so that makes a difference. With the presence of mehayom, then it would be clear that he means from today. Without mehayom, we have then it's not clear that it's from today. But either way, we're making the assumption that since, just like the Rabbonon say choletzes in section Roman numeral number 3 of the Mishnah, Rav Yossi in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Roman numeral number 1, case Gimel of Zeg Yitech Le'achar Misa, will also require chalitza because of the doubt that this creates. Namely, on the one hand, you have the document document with a date in it, which would indicate from today. On the other hand, the husband says Zeg Yitech Le'achar Misa. When he says Zeg Yitech Le'achar Misa, is he reversing the intent of the date, meaning not current from now, and therefore it would be no good? Or it's a stipulation, namely that the get is current, is from now upon his death. So the question right now is, Rav Huna, who tells us that according to Rav Yossi, when a man says Ekitech Lachar Misa, the woman will require chalitza, that seems to be obvious from the reading of the Mishnah. So what do I need Rav Huna for? You'll notice we have a long answer. Mahu detema, without Rav Huna, I would have thought Rav Yossi Beha Kerebi Svirolay. That in this matter, Rebbe Yossi holds like Rebbe, the Omar, Gita Ma'al Yahave V'chalitza Nami Lotiboy. According to Rebbe, Rebbe's opinion appears later. Now, we don't see that immediately. He holds that this is a full-fledged get. That a man who says to his wife, Hareze Gitech, Liachar Misa, it's really a condition. And since we find Rebbe holding that it's a mere condition, and it's not a statement equivalent to this is your get after I die, but it's a get from now on in the event that I die. So maybe Rebbe Yossi goes like Rebbe on this. We've seen Rebbe Yossi to be lenient, so maybe he goes like Rebbe on this as well. You know, he's lenient like Rebbe on this as well. When I say lenient, meaning that we're not interfering with the kashrus, with the acceptance of the get. Therefore, we continue in the Gemara, Komash Malon, the low Rebbe Sovar Lok Rebbe Yossi, the low Rebbe Yossi Sovar Lok Rebbe. That Rav Huna is revealing to us that Rebbe Yossi doesn't agree with Rebbe on this point, and Rebbe doesn't agree with Rebbe Yossi on the other point. The Gemara spells this out now. Rebbe lo sovar lo k'Rebbe Yossi, dikotoni. Later on, when we are presented with Shitas Rebbe in another couple lines, the Tanaic source will use the expression koze get, where Rebbe says, this is a get. When you say koze get, that's an exclusionary expression. Limute de Rebbe Yossi, that's coming to exclude the opinion of Rebbe Yossi. And again, these are points that will become clearer when we go on in the Gemara, where Rebbe's opinion is featured, and Rebbe Yossi's opinion is featured, and each one comes to exclude the other. Rebbe Yossi lo sovar lo k'Rebbe, dikotoni, later in the words of Rebbe Yossi, we will see also, kozeh get. Rebbe Yossi says, this is a good get, limutei de Rebbe, to the exclusion of Rebbe. Now, the Gemara tells us, gives us the background for what we just said. But I want to emphasize once again, Rav Huna, in telling us that a man who says to his wife, Zegitech Leachar Misa, when that husband dies, the widow does chalitza and does not do yibum, according to Rav Yossi, once again, Rav Huna is telling us something essential, namely, don't think that Rebbe Yossi would have held like Rebbe. If Rebbe Yossi had held like Rebbe, there would be no need for Chalitza. She'd be considered totally divorced. Now the Gemara goes on. Rebbe Maihi. We said before that Rebbe related to a particular case where he said, Kozeh get. What's the case? Tisanyo mehayoim uliachar misa. Get v'eino get divrei chachomim Rebbe Omer kozeh get. We saw this in our Mishnah. A man who says to his wife, this is your get, mehayom ulachar misa. So according to the Rabbanim, that created an element of doubt. Was that a condition? Namely, it's your get from today, and it will become valid retroactively when I die? Or is it a reversal? He said mehayom. No, and then he says, no, I want it to be only after I die, and that would be, it's not a get. So, according to Rabbanan, that creates an element of doubt. Rebbe says, oh, that kozeh get, that's not, there's no element of reversal. That's a straightforward case of get given with a stated condition. There's no reversal. So just to review this last point, Rav Huna reveals to us that Rebbe Yossi does not agree with Rebbe, and therefore in a case where you have a get with a current date, and the husband said, Hareze Gitech Le'achar Misa, which is equivalent to the case of Mehayom U'Le'achar Misa, Rebbe said, it's a full-fledged get. Rebbe Yossi, thanks to Rav Huna, says choletzes. Choletzes meaning that there is an element of doubt in Rebbe Yossi's mind, and therefore Cholet says she's not viewed as a full-fledged divorcee, but also not as a full-fledged widow. The Gemara goes on, Reb Yossi Maihi, where do we see a Tanaic source featuring Reb Yossi saying kozeh get, which we explained already was a statement to the exclusion of Rebbe, where Reb Yossi says this is a get, but not the case of Rebbe. Disnan, kisvu utnu get liishti, im lo bossi mikan ve'ad yud beis chodesh. Man says to people standing in front of him, write a get and give this to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months. Kosvu besoch yud beis chodesh, v'nosnoi liachar yud beis chodesh, eino get. If they wrote it up within the 12 months and then gave it to her after the 12 months, it's not a get. Now, the man's instructions were write up and give it to her if I don't come within the 12 months. And Reb Yossi says, kozeh get. This is a full-fledged divorce. The Rashi says, Reb Yossi says, kozeh get. Midahave le lememar. He should have said, im lo bossi, if I don't come back, kisvu utanu, then write it up and give it to her. The Omar, and he in fact said, kisvu utanu, im lo bossi, what in effect is saying, hochi komar, kisvu achshav, write it right now, utanu, and then give it im lo bossi. So what they did was effective. And we pointed out before that Reb Yossi is saying this is a full-fledged get and not that which Rebbe had taught, namely the case of Mehayom Ulachar Misa, whereas we extended that to be the case of a shtar with a date in it and the husband saying Zegitech Liachar Misa. In that case, Rebbe said that's a full-fledged get, and Reb Yossi would tell you that's not a full-fledged get. In this case, Rebbe would say that it's not a good get because they wrote it up within the 12 months, and Reb Yossi says this is a good get. We continue. Zegitech mehayom imesi mechayli zeh v'omad v'holach bashuk. A man gives a divorce document to his wife and says, "This is your divorce from today. If I die from this ailment," and in the course of time, he actually arose and walked outdoors. And we have to evaluate, did he, and then of course he died, did he die as a result of the original ailment, and that would be a good get, or did he actually recuperate from the original ailment, and therefore she's not considered divorced. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, followed by a mivne heading, which reads, the topic heading, Chole Shomar Reza Gitechi Mesi Mechoili Zev Yomar the Omad, and Choser, a person said, this is your get if I died from this ailment, and then he got up from his sick bed and then got sick again. And we have the structure note featuring a house shape, Lavlit Machlikis Ravuna Mu Rabo Verova. We want to highlight a disagreement between Rav Huna on the one hand, Rava and Rava on the other hand. They will appear on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. You'll notice them 6 lines from the top. By the way, if you need to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We'll be using a double underline and squiggle underline marking. Rav Huna Mashve Gito Umatonosoi Shoshimera Velomade Echod Measheni. Rav Huna will compare the rules of a divorce to the rules of the gift, a gift given by a person on his deathbed, and learn one halacha from the other. So you'll see these markings, the double underline and the swill line in the more helping you to focus on his presenting these two examples and then learning one from the other. We turn back to the Gemara. Omar Ravuna, Gito Kematanoso, the get of a Shchiv Meira, a person who's deathly ill, follows the laws applying to the gift of a Shchiv Meira. Note, by the way, this is a long point that will be followed by a long question. Omar, so Ravuna said, Gito Kematanoso, Ma Matanoso, Imomad Choser, just like in the case of the gift given by a Shchiv Meira, we say that a person who gives a gift in anticipation of his impending death, if he gets better, if he recuperates, choser, the gift is reversed. It doesn't go through. Af gito im omad choser. So too with regard to his divorce. If he's divorcing his wife, if he gets better, it's reversed. And we're going to add here, even if he did not say im meisi. So you have a person that's deathly ill that gives a get to his wife. If he gets better, the woman is not divorced. We take a look at the Rashi. Af gito im omad choser velo mi bayo hecho diomar im meisi. I don't have to tell you that if he specified that this is your divorce if I die. The hollow mace. There, it's clear that if he gets better, it's not a get. He didn't die. Elo afilu lo amari mesi. Even if he didn't use those words, didn't specify im mesi. Elo yohav lo get stamo, but he simply gave her a get without qualification. Im omad choser, if he gets better, it's reversed. Demistama adaita demisi, yohavlo v'holo meis. It's most likely that he gave it to her with the intention of it being a get upon his death. And he got better, he didn't die. So even without the im meisi expression, the get would be reversed. Let's continue in the Gemara. Uma gito, we continue with the parallels. Umagito afagav de lo porish. Kevon diomar ksovu afagav de lo martnu. Person who is deathly ill that said merely ksovu, write a get. We would write it and give it to her. And she would be divorced, of course, if the fellow does die. She'd be considered a divorcee. We're saying even without the expressed instruction of tnu, of give it to her, we would give it to her on his request. Af matanoso kevon diomar tenu. So too with regard to a shchiv meira, who indicates in his instructions, give a gift to so and so. Af agav delo konu mine. Even without a formal kinyan, the gift is binding. So that the parallel here is that when you're dealing with a shchiv meira, we see that the instructions are followed, even if they are not, we'll say, not complete. So to his matona, even if it's not complete in the sense that there's no kinyan, the formal gesture indicating the clinching of a deal, even in its absence, the gift goes through. We ask a question. Zegitech mayom im meisi michoili ze. Man said, this is your divorce from today if I die from this ailment. The omad olach bashuk v'chol umes. This, of course, we saw in our Mishnah. We got better, walked outdoors, got sick again, and died. Om dimosa, we estimate, we evaluate. Imach maschili rishon meis, arez a get. If, as a result of this ailment, he died, so then it's a get. And im lav, if it's his death was not a result of the first ailment, then eino get. Then it's not a divorce. The I amris im omad choser. If you're going to say that if he got up, it is reversed. Lomo li umdano. Why is there any need for an evaluation? Hare omad. Did he not get better? So here we have a question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, let's say, with unequivocal certainty, that the get of a shchivmera is like his gift. Now we know that a shchivmera who gives a gift in anticipation of his death, but he then gets better, im omad choser. Why over here is it not so straightforward as well? The fellow gave the shchivmera gave a get, saying if it's a get from now, if I die, and the Mishnah says he got up. Well, isn't it then, according to Rav Huna, we would just say, well, he got up. That's it, no get. Why the need for an evaluation? Hence our question on Rav Huna. Apparently it's not so parallel, as Rav Huna suggested, to the case of Matanoso. Omar Mor Braid Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rava. Braid Rav Yosef defends Rav Huna by saying Shenitak Mecholi Lecholi. The case of the Mishnah is that he switched from one ailment to another. It's not a case of his really getting better. Therefore, if he really got better, so then Rav Huna's din would apply. The case of the Mishnah isn't that he really got better. We have, you can see, a bracketed section. After the brackets, the Gemara draws a conclusion from what Mor Breid Rav Yosef just said. So if we skip the brackets for a moment, Shamas Mino, we're at the third line from the top of Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Shall we conclude, Shchiv Meira Shenitak Mecholi L'Choli Matanoso Matana, that a Shchiv Meira who had given a gift in anticipation of death from an ailment, and he went from one ailment to another without actually getting better in the middle, and he died from the second ailment, the gift is binding. In other words, it's not a case of Omad of getting better. So should we conclude from Mor Breid Rav Yosef's explanation regarding the get and the need for the evaluation, and to transfer that information over to the case of the Shchiv Meira and his Matana? The Gemara says, yes, in the Yomer of Elazar, Mishmei the Rav, Shchiv Meira Shenitak Mecholi L'Choli Matana, so Matana. The Shchiv Meira who switched from one ailment to another without recuperating in the interim, his Matana is binding. It's not reversed. We can point out, just as a detail, if you would have said it is reversed, so when he switched from one ailment to the other, and you consider that a reversal, then the receiver of the gift wouldn't receive it, and rather the heirs of the Shchiv Meira would inherit it. But we're saying that's not the case. Let's go over the Gemara again, now with the bracketed section. Rav Huna mentioned that a Shchiv Meira who gave a get, if he was Omad, if he got better, and then eventually died, the get is no get. Even without saying im mesi. Just like the matana of a Shchiv Meira, if he was Omad, if he got better, the gift is reversed. We saw the Mishnah, though, saying that a person who gave a get, saying Mayomi Macy, and he got better, we didn't see immediate reversal of the get. We saw the need for evaluating, and that left us with a question, to which Morb Rav Yosef answered, the Mishnah, where we didn't see straightforward reversal of the get, it was because it was a case of Shenitak Mecholi L'Choli. There was a switch from one ailment to another. The Gemara asks in the brackets, "V'ha Omad Katani," but the Mishnah says he was Omad. He got up, he got better. No, it doesn't mean that. Omad mecholi zev v'nofal lecholi acher. He went from one ailment to another. Question: "V'ha Holach Bashuk Katani," but the Mishnah says he not only did he get up, he got up and walked outside. Sounds like he recuperated. No, he didn't recuperate. Holach al mishanto. He walked on a stick, but he continued to be infirmed. We continue at the top of Daf Ayin Gimel. V'ha komash molon. And what the Mishnah reveals to us is the holach al mishantoi hu deboinon umdana. That a person who was sick, got up and walked on a stick, that requires an evaluation. Idoch umdana nami loboinon. But someone who switched from one ailment to another without getting up and walking, even though he switched from one ailment to another, that doesn't require any evaluation. That's considered within the terms of the original condition. And the divorce would go through, would be a straightforward divorce. That having been said, Shamis Mino, should we conclude from this, therefore, Shchiv Meira Shenitak Mecholi L'Choli, a person who was a Shchimer in the throes of death, that gave a gift, and his ailment switched from what he was when he issued the gift instruction, and he switched to another ailment without getting better in the interim, without his getting up and walking. Matanosa matana, that is a standard matnas shchiv mira, and it will go to the receiver of the gift and not to the heirs of the shchiv mira. And one says, yes, conclude that in the Omer Belozer Mishmei de Rav shchiv mira shenitak mechayu lechayli matanosa matana. We mentioned the point before, we went over it a little quickly, just review the top line. If a person had said, give a gift to my wife, if I die from this ailment, if in the interim he got out of bed but continued walking on a stick, there we have to evaluate. The subsequent ailment that sets in, is that a continuation of the first ailment and she would be divorced, or is it a new ailment? And the fact that he was able to get up and walking on the stick indicated some type of, we'll say, partial recovery, and hence the subsequent ailment from which he died is really a new entity. That's the case where the issue of evaluation sets in, that the Mishnah referred to. But simple switching from one disease to another and dying from that second disease is, for all intents and purposes, a continuation of the first disease as far as our topic is concerned, and the get that she was given will be a straightforward divorce, a good get. We continue now with the opinions of Rabba and Rava, where the Gemara says, Rabba v'Rava lo svira lahu ha de Rav Huna. They do not accept Rav Huna. Rather, if the Shchiv Meira did not say Im Mesi, if he gets up, there's no reversal, and the get is a good get. We take a look at Rashi together. On the third line from the top, Lo Svirlu Hal de Rav Huna, Dehecha, the Lo Omar Law, where the Shchiv Meira did not say Im Mesi, Svira Lahu, the Im Omad, Eino Choser. If he, in fact, gets better, the get doesn't get reversed. In other words, according to their approach, we don't say that it's to be understood that he was giving it to her in anticipation of his death. If he wants, according to Rabba and Rava, if that's what's on his mind, that he's giving her the get simply in anticipation of his death, he should explicitly make reference to his concern about his impending death by saying Yemesi. If he doesn't say it, so even though he's a Shchiv Meira, the get goes through, she's divorced. And if he gets better, it's not reversed. She remains divorced. So now the Gemara continues by explaining that Rabba and Rava say what they did. Gzeira shema yomru yesh get liachar misa. Because otherwise, people will come to the conclusion that one can issue a divorce after his death. How would people come to that conclusion? So here Rashi explains. Rashi, four lines from the top. Gzeira shema yomru yesh get liachar misa. Dei omad chozer. If you have a person who's eish chiv marries deathly ill, and he says areze giteich, and he doesn't say imesi, and if we would say that, well, if he gets better, so the get is reversed. Osu lemeimar, people will think lo have get ademayis, that the get would not have been a good get until he dies. The kochazinon, and they see the lechimayis have get have gita, that when he dies, she's considered divorced. Shma mino yesh get lachar miso. People will conclude that a get can be given, or should take hold after one's death. V'yosi lachshur, and people will then come to conclude ze giteich lachar miso, as being people will come to say that's kosher, that's acceptable. V'lo yodu, and they're not aware the kevon delo porish midi, since he didn't explain, didn't specify, didn't detail. Lahachi yahivno nihala shiye get me'achshav v'almanas shiomus, that it should be a get from now in anticipation of his death. So what Rabba and Rava say, that unless we hear an explicit statement about his death, he may see, even though he's a shchiv mera, if he gets better, the get goes through. Because if we, as we said, if the get would not go through, people will think, oh, it doesn't go through only because he got better. But had he died, it would have gone through. And it's because of his death that she becomes divorced, and people would come to the conclusion, yesh get lachar misa. So as things stand, we have an opinion of Rabba and Rava regarding a shchiv mera who doesn't say imesi. By letter of the law, if he gets better, she is not divorced. But because of the fear of what people will conclude, we're saying she is divorced. Now this gives rise to the Gemara's next question. Umi komidi dimidoraisa lo havegita. Could there be such a thing that on a Torah level, she's not divorced? That's what we just said. We dashed underlined the word gezeiro two lines ago, indicating that you're dealing here on a rabbinic level. But on a Torah level, well, if he gets better, she's not divorced. Umishum gezeiro sharino neshes ish l'amon, because of our we'll call rabbinic fears, we're considering her divorced and we're allowing what the Torah would view as a still married woman to go marry someone else. The Gemara says, we actually do say this. Why? Or based on what gives us the power to do this? The following. Called the Mekadesh, Adaita the Rabbonin Mekadesh. When a woman enters marriage, she enters marriage assuming upon herself all the rules and regulations that the Rabbonin impose upon marriage. The afkinu rabbonan lekedushin minei. And in a case like this, where the shchiv mera gave a get and to his wife and did not say im mesi, and he gets better, we declare that this couple were never really married from the outset. That's afkinu rabbonan. The rabbonan declare void their original marriage. So the woman was never married. Therefore, this woman can go marry someone else. She was not considering her a married woman from a Torah standpoint. She's not married to begin with. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tainach D'Kodesh B'Kaspa. I can understand this approach when the initial marriage was with money. Namely, the man gave the woman some money in exchange for agreeing to marry her. we can come along, the rabbis can come along and say, you know, that money that was given was really a simple gift out of kindness, but it wasn't an act of marriage. You can redefine the money that was given there at the outset. Kodesh Babio Michael Meymar, there's another method of establishing the marital status, and that's through intimacy, where a man says, let us have intimacy together, and in exchange for your agreeing to marry me. How do you redefine that? Amalei, so Ravashi answers, that too can be redefined. Shavua Rabbonan lebilos bilaznus. The Rabbonan will say that that initial act of intimacy was an act of harlotry. So it could be redefined as a non-marital act. This is all coming to explain the position taken by Rabba and Rava regarding a shchiv meira that gave a get without saying im meisi mecholi zeh, where he gets better, she is considered divorced, and we don't follow the approach we saw by Rav Huna, who paralleled gitoi kematonosai. And our ability to do this is because when it comes to, let's say, rabbinic concerns, rabbinic fears and concerns as regarding laws of marriage, the initial marriage is stipulated upon following the laws of the rabbis, and hence there isn't any problem of a woman who's considered married midoraisa being released and freed because of a rabbinic concern, because she was never considered married to begin with, as a result of what we just explained. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.